This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, as things turned, our man Dabo was able to, we're able to connect, and we just transitioned. This is what you do for a Clemson head coach. I mean, if it's a smaller school, maybe we say, it's a little too late in the segment, but it's Dabo Swinney. So you mix things up and you do what you got to do. And we say thanks for coach for making this happen. Coach Swinney from Clemson is back with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio and CBS Sports Network. Coach, how you doing today?
I'm good. Hope y'all doing well.
Yeah, no complaints,
we
buddy.
We are, man. Congratulations and happy belated birthday.
Oh, yeah.
I just realized your birthday was a couple of days ago. Yeah, I mean, you must.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a good celebration when you can celebrate with just wins after wins after wins after wins. And I know you've had a lot of success. But I wonder, you know, Coach, this season has felt, I don't know, different. And I kind of compare it to the, or put it on the UNC game. It's like Clemson pre-UNC and then Clemson post-UNC. Pre-UNC, there was a lot of, I don't know, question marks about your squad. Post-UNC, it's like you snapped in the focus, and this team has been dominating all of your opponents. What changed after UNC other than the obvious wake-up call?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, not much. I mean, we really have played dominant football all year. I mean, we open up the season, and we win – I don't know, what was it, like 52 to something against Georgia Tech, and we dominate Texas A&M. It was 24-3 with, I think, 4 seconds to go in the game, and they scored right with like 4 seconds to make it 24-10. We won 41-6 at Syracuse, 52-10 at Charlotte, and then we just had one game on the road, and, you know, we didn't play well. We turned it over. They played really well. We turned it over. They had a couple of big plays. We missed some plays and missed a field goal. And next thing you know, you're on the road battling and you know. But we won the game.
Yeah, I guess
so,
I guess
you know a lot. And then after that game, it's kind of the same.
Yeah,
you know? So we really have had 10 out of 11 games. We played really good football. It's just. The rhetoric has changed. That's really the only thing that's changed.
Yeah, but I think it's also, Coach, your quarterback. Before UNC, Trevor Lawrence, and we parachute in and we focus on the quarterback because that's the easiest thing to focus in on. Trevor Lawrence was 8 touchdowns to 5 interceptions. He looked vulnerable, I guess is the best way to put it. After UNC, it's a completely different Trevor Lawrence. It's like the Trevor Lawrence we saw last year who couldn't make any mistakes. Now, he's obviously buoyed, and I love this, by his run game because Travis Etienne, I think, is one of the best runners in football. But what's been the difference with him after that UNC game?
Really not much either. Same thing. He really played well outside of 4 plays pre-UNC. He's had 8 bad plays all year that I would say are bad plays in 11 games. But before UNC, that's all anybody, you know, on the ESPN highlights, you know, it didn't matter what he did or what we did as a team. They would only show, you know, Trevor throwing a bad pick, you know, some stupid play. He's just trying to do too much. And, you know, it's a 41-6 game and he's trying to throw a ball. I think he's only played in the fourth quarter in one game all year. And Travis Etienne has 4 carries for 10 yards in the fourth quarter in 11 games.
Yeah.
So, really, we aren't really doing much of anything else. The thing that's changed is we cleaned up some of the turnovers. We're way ahead of where we were this time last year offensively. It's not even close.
Yep.
But nobody could let go of the North Carolina game. It was almost like we play in a close win and everybody's trying to talk us out of the playoffs. Some of these other teams lose and they're trying to still talk them in it. And it's just so the only thing that's changed is the rhetoric. And then the fact that we just cleaned up some of the turnovers. We're plus 10 in the turnover margin.
Yep.
Last year at this time we were plus 1. So we're way ahead offensively and really statistically in just about every category than we were last year. So, I mean, I've kind of said the same thing all year long. This team this team has really played good football outside of one game, and a lot of people have missed it.
Yeah,
that's the difference. Most people have just missed it. They just see the highlights on ESPN and where they just show Trevor making a couple bad plays, and all of a sudden they think that it's been a bad year. Trevor Lawrence he's light years better than he was last year. Mm. And I think early part of the year, he just, you know, very confident as receivers, and, you know, made a couple of bad plays. But he's literally probably had really eight really bad plays, but he's had hundreds of good ones. Mm. And it's been a special year for him.
So that's Dabo Swinney, of course, the outstanding head coach for Clemson. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. You know, it's funny, he used the word rhetoric a few times, and the last four games you guys have played, you're certainly well aware of this, but just so everybody hears this, 59-7, 59-14, 55-10, 52-3. I get it. Maybe we have missed some good football and kind of parachuted in and focused on the...
And again, before North Carolina, 52-10, 41-6, 24-10, 52-14.
No doubt. No, I get it, Coach. I'm with you.
It's only one game.
I hear you. But I want to ask you this, because... if I'm you, and I can sense a little, I don't know if agitation is the right word, but you want to set the record straight, and I get it. But does this micro-analysis strip away some of the joy for you as a coach?
Absolutely not. I love it. Makes my job easy. I've had the best. This has been so much fun, you know, because when you've won a bunch of games in a row and you're coming off a national championship, you know, people ask you, what's the hardest part of trying to win back-to-back national championships? Well, for us, it's the fact that you got to go 30-0.
Yeah.
You know, how many teams have gone 30-0? It's really hard to do. And so it's been great because, you know, beginning of the season, we were number one. And then all of a sudden it was like, how quick can we move them out of here? They don't play anybody. They don't this, they don't that.
Yeah.
That's made my job easy.
Yeah.
These guys are have really just kind of been laying in the weeds and have really put a special year together.
Yeah.
The team has been amazing to watch. I mean, we've held 11 straight opponents to under 300 yards, and I'm just super proud of these guys and how they've, you know, handled the expectations, you know, how they've just gone about their business and continue to get better week in and week out. And so it's been a fun year. And again, I think that unlike last year's team, I think a lot of people have missed out on this team, and they've missed some really good football.
Yeah,
and they probably talked about who we play instead of who we are, and it's a shame. I don't let any of that stuff diminish or steal my joy. Absolutely not. But I do think people have missed out on some really good play. I mean, what Travis Etienne has done, Trevor, these receivers, and what this defense, who our back seven especially. It's been amazing to watch them.
Yeah. Now, Coach, let me ask you a recruiting question, because you've been here 11 seasons. You're 127 and 30 over those 11 seasons. Obviously, the two national championships. It's been unreal, your success. And at some point, recruiting becomes easy because kids want to go there. When did that happen for you? You've put so many guys in the pros, and you talk about your defense. It's held all of your opponents, all 11, under 300 yards, and it's been dominant. You lost, you know, three defensive linemen in the draft in the first round. Like, when did it, like, become easy to recruit? It's never easy, but you know what I mean. When did it become easy to get guys to say, oh, yeah, that's where I want to be?
Yeah, you're right. It's never easy. It's an enormous amount of work and all that type of stuff. But our philosophy has never changed. But we've just been able to, you know, really – really, really stay committed and focused on fit and the guys who, you know, fit the culture and the core values of our program. And what has happened, you know, probably within the last 4 or 5 years, our brand has grown, and we're still an inside out program.
Yeah.
But now, I mean, we have kids in California that call us and they're like, hey, I want to visit Clemson. And we're like, because we don't just go to California to recruit. And, I mean, I'd never signed anybody out of Louisiana. And then we get Travis Etienne. I'd never signed anybody out of Kansas. And we get Isaiah Simmons. I'd never signed anybody, you know, out of Michigan. And we get them out, you know, so all these kids have reached out to us, and they want to come see Clemson. And the cool thing is they know so much about us. And it's, you know, it's interesting because, I mean, we signed a receiver last year out of Sacramento, Joseph Ngata, who's unbelievable, who's having an unbelievable freshman year for us. And, you know, I'm like, talking to him, and I don't have to say anything to him about Clemson because he already knows about Clemson. He's telling me about Clemson. And it's kind of weird because, you know, really, but when you think about it, really since, you know, he was 8 years old, he just knows this version of Clemson.
Yeah.
And it's and our brand has grown so much. So, you know, oh, probably the last 5 years, you know, certainly when I got the job back in 2009, you know, we weren't going to just – we didn't have people from California calling us to come to Clemson. Nobody knew where Clemson was.
Yeah.
And but now we're still little old Clemson, but people know who we are, and they want to come see it. And the cool thing about it is if you come and see Clemson, you're going to love it. It is a really cool place. And so what we've been able to do is really be selective, and we've been able to be really patient and not have to – we've been able to slow the process down, if you will, and not offer very many guys and really be honed in on the guys that – obviously, they're good enough, but more importantly, they're the right type of people. They value education. They want our structure. They want the accountability in our program. They want family. They fit what we're about here. And so it's been really, really good. And the cool thing is what I've learned is there's a lot of amazingly talented young people that, you know, they want family. They want discipline. I mean, this is not an easy place to come and play. It's a very difficult place. I've never signed a junior college player in 11 years. I don't sign grad transfers. It's simply through the high school, you know, through the draft, if you will. You know, there's no free agency going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that's your philosophy, you better be good at evaluating, and you better get it right. Because for us, it's till graduation do we part. Because everybody sees the success on the field, but eight of the last 9 years, we're top 10 academically, us, Duke, and Northwestern. All right, and 8 of my 10 years were top 10 academically. So this is a place where guys graduate, and this is a place where guys, you know, most of them stay to graduate unless it's just a no-brainer for them to go. And so it's, something that's been really cool. We just won the academic award given by the AFCA again this year, back-to-back years. Last year, Christian Wilkins won the Campbell Trophy. So it's not just what's going on the field. And that is, again, that's being committed to the fit and the culture of our program.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't just sign good players. I mean, good players are, you know, there's a million of those, you know, but good players who are great young people who value the things that we offer, then the pool gets smaller. But the neat thing is there's a lot of amazingly talented guys who really want to come be a part of it. So we're slow to offer. We're very thorough in our evaluation. We're very committed to the criteria and fit, and we don't vary from that. And that's why I think we've been able to stay consistent, over the long haul.
That's good stuff. That is Dabo Swinney, 2 national championships, head coach Clemson, 5 ACC titles. So, Coach, I think the nation would love to hear this. By the way, 11-0 this year, just bludgeoning people, and the playoffs are on the way. And before that, a couple other things to handle, South Carolina, ACC championship game, et cetera. During your bye week, we're all watching these games, and Penn State's threatening the Buckeyes, and the Sooners are, even though they're behind you, the Sooners, but the Sooners are the tight one with TCU. You got the Oregon Ducks losing, which obviously is very big. What is Dabo Swinney doing on his bye week? Is he immersed in all these games and the different possibilities? How do you process what's going on around you when you're not playing?
Oh, man, I love to watch other people play. I think you learn so much. This was kind of a weird weekend for me. Normally, we've had 2 open days. This has kind of been a strange year for us. The first open date, we went down to the beach and just hung out and watched football all day and had a ball. But this particular weekend, my son's team played Thursday night, so I was at their game. And then we actually flew up to New York this weekend. We went up to New York on Friday. And I actually jogged the Brooklyn Bridge.
What?
In Brooklyn, jogged the Brooklyn Bridge, my wife and I. And I had a ball doing that. And then went to the Brooklyn Nets game Friday night with
my
son.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday, we got up and me and my boys, we went and met up with the Raiders at the Raiders Hotel there in Jersey.
Yeah.
They were in town.
That's
and
right.
So we watched their walk through and hung out with them for a while and saw Klee and Trayvon and Hunter. And then we went to Times Square, walked around with those guys, and then had dinner. And then Trayvon and Hunter had to get back for a 7:30 meeting, so they went back, and then we went to the Knicks game Saturday night.
That's right.
to watch them.
I was watching that.
Had a great time, and then we went to the Raiders game on Sunday.
So man.
I was in rain gear.
Yeah.
I was layered up. It was raining. It was cold. But we were right there just watching ball.
Now, Dabble, you didn't, by chance, now I'm smiling when I say this, but you didn't have to talk about the Giants about maybe an opening down the road for the head coaching spot, did you, Dabble?
No, we were just hanging out, man. We just had a great time and enjoyed the heck out of the game, other than the fact that Raiders really didn't play well. But I love seeing my guys and just spending time with them and hanging out. And then we came back last night.
Wow.
And back at it. Yeah, it was kind of a weird weekend. Because the team were playing. A lot of times on these open dates, the team you're playing is playing on that Saturday. Mm-hmm. So you're in here on Sunday because you're having to, you know, process that game. But South Carolina was off as well. So we didn't have a game to break down. And so had a good week of prep last week. And
nice.
So it was an awesome weekend. And excited to get back at it today. In fact, we're getting ready to go out. We just got out of the meetings. We're going to practice here in a little while. So our Monday nights are late practices for us. And so excited about a good week of practice. And Thanksgiving, we got so much to be thankful for. And heading down to South Carolina, man, this is a one-game season for us. It really is a best of one. You know, it's a state championship. And we got a team that's dangerous down there. They're a very good football team that's had a couple of tough losses, but definitely capable of playing with us, especially if we go down there and don't do the little things the way you're supposed to.
Totally get it. Well, listen, obviously, just as you get ready for practice, we appreciate you squeezing us in. You're obviously juggling paramount that everything is on point. So the fact you carved out, I don't know, good 13, 14 minutes for us, our audience, greatly appreciated. Two-time national champ of the Clemson Tigers, Dabo Swinney. That's why America loves you, man. You're a regular guy.
Hey.
You're real.
Hey, am I talking? Is this Tiki I'm talking with?
No, that's Tierney. Tiki's over there.
Yeah, this is Tiki.
Okay. All right. So, now, didn't you guys go to Virginia?
We did. Take it easy on my boys,
oh,
all right?
Oh, man. All right. So, listen, it's going to be a tough one now. Y'all got V-Tech this week.
I know it.
So, we don't have a clue who we're going to play. We're going to play Virginia Tech. So who are you going with?
Don't take Bronco too lightly, because this is a rival game that we never win. We never beat Virginia Tech. I think it's changing this week. And don't be surprised if I show up at the ACC championship.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, man, I would love to see you. Listen, Bronco has done an amazing job.
He really
Unbelievable.
Has. He has. I mean, it took some time.
I love that guy.
Yeah,
and Fontaine, what they've done this year and turning it around has been amazing. So that's going to be an awesome game. But I think Bronco is one of the great coaches out there. He's one of the good people, too.
Agreed.
He's a super dude.
100%. So he's perfect for us.
It'd be an honor to play either one of them, but I hope I get to see you either way.
I do, too. And happy birthday again, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Continued success.
All right, you guys be good.
Be good.
Back at you. Man, he's great.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.